So I met a lady, Travis and I met a lady last week. We sat at a table, went to a cafe to eat, and it was on a Sunday, and we find out that she's a minister, and her name was Eleanor, and she was probably 75, 78 years old. And so we started sharing, you know, testimony and just kind of talked a little bit about life. And so she had spoken at her church. She's the second minister, so I'm not sure what that's Presbyterian or what, but doesn't matter. And so Travis told her that I was speaking, and so I asked her what advice she could give me. And she said that it takes her about a week, and her whole house has papers everywhere, and her husband has to step over them. And she's gathering her thoughts up, and he says they're just everywhere. And she says, so then towards the end of the week, I just let it settle, and I let the Lord talk to me. And she said, that's my advice to you. So when Pastor had asked me to take a couple classes this past year, I did with the right spirit, but I also took it as a challenge. But I realized that it is nerve-wracking to be up here, but when you talk from a heart that's overflowing with love, it's easy. So it's easy for me. So I had prepared and written out some things, and I thought I had everything. You know, I kind of practiced on Travis a little bit. And so night before last, the Lord just spoke to me, and he brought somebody to mind that I know, and that person is sitting here today. So here's the beginning of my talk. This is not a sermon. Travis kept calling it a sermonette, and I said, don't even call it any of that. It gives me, I can't do it, you know. But so it's the beginning of a new year. I'm thinking we all should sign up for a marathon. Just kidding. But really, some of you actually might have thought about starting an exercise program for 2018. I have a friend. And if you were to even mention a tiny bit about that you were thinking about running a race, she could convince you in 2 minutes flat, and the next thing you knew, you'd be signing up for the upcoming Tallahassee Marathon and be looking down and going, I got brand new tennis shoes on. So, but before we lace up our shoes, I think that we should take a minute to reflect. And I think what Neil said about, you know, what'd you say, Neil, for joys and concerns about what we're blessed with? And
that we should give thanks for the blessings of the year past.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So I think that we should celebrate each step of where we come from. It's not a bad thing. Some people say it's a bad thing to look at your past. Well, it's not a bad thing to look at your past if you learn from it. But in my instance, it's not a bad thing for me to look at the past because I look where the Lord has brought me from. So I've changed, and I'm a different person. So, but I think we should look at the good times and the bad times, the fun times, the frustrating times. And I think that for every accomplishment, we should give God the glory. We should truly have a grateful heart. And I think that we can look forward, as Phil said, with great excitement about what God has for the next year coming for us. I'm excited about what he's going to do for Bethel Youth. I think that this process, when we take time to do it, sometimes it may seem painful. Sometimes it's sad. And we think about the things that we've lost over the past year, or we think about things maybe that we should have done that we didn't do. But if we understand that God is King, he gives us new seasons, and we're always in a different season. And we're particularly in a different season when we love and we belong to the Lord. I think that when we move forward, we should move forward with an open mind. That means with no prejudices whatsoever. And that's hard to do. That's really hard to do because we're so human. Next week, Pastor's going to be gone, and I've already started thinking about, I've been thinking about this for before he even asked me to speak, about us putting the Lord in a box. So what size box have you put your Lord in? He doesn't belong in a box. And when we treat him like he belongs in a box, we're limiting what is available to us. And the impossible is available to us. And a lot of people are like, ugh, whatever. But I like to say that we serve a supernatural God. And I know in my heart I serve a supernatural God. So that leads me to the title of my sermonette, The Yes Step. So some of us youth have on the Yes Step. And there is a difference between yes, no, and the same. And so I pray by the end of this service that you take a serious look at, are you in yes, are you in no, are you in the same? It's not that any of those are wrong, but I think that because we're at the beginning of the new year, the Lord would ask us to look towards stepping. Some of us may run. Christiana, would you like to come up and read our scripture, please? She is our, she likes to read, so I was giving her an opportunity to read this morning.
1 John chapter 3, verse 18. My little child, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Yes, thank you. So what does this verse mean? It's talking about a love and concern for others without either the desire or intention of doing anything except talk about it. That sounds complicated. It's not. It's visible when we serve one another. Jesus never placed himself in a position above other people. He led by serving. The Bible is full of instances where he fed the hungry and he visited the sick, and he lived a life serving in humility. What an example for us to follow. Bearing one another's burden. When we see somebody in need, it doesn't have to be a big thing for us to go to them. It could be a word of encouragement. One word. It could be a pat on the back. It could be a smile. Any small act of hospitality. Even a word of prayer. It's not hard to be loving and kind. It really is not. And I'm reading a book right now that I got at One Thing, and it's about a man that was called to go into the ministry, but he was called to go in a European country. It's a true story, but it's about having to smuggle Bibles in. We live in America, in the land of the free. And it's so sad when we can't take a moment, or we're afraid or embarrassed to walk up to some, you know, whoever, and have a word of prayer. We should be privileged that we get to speak Jesus' name out loud and not have to do it here. We openly walked in our church this morning. How wonderful is that? Forgiving one another. This is not the way of the world. What's that little boy doing back there? The world says, don't get mad, get even. We've all heard that. And you can be brave and raise your hand if you've done it. I've done it. What a miserable place to live. The way of Jesus is to forgive. And Travis loves the story in the Bible, and it's about Joseph and his brothers. And if he had not put his heart where it was supposed to be before the Lord, he would have not been able to forgive his brothers. And look how the Lord used him. If you don't know that, go back and read it in the Bible and study it a little bit. It's a compassionate, it's a love story. Praying for one another. Jesus prayed for himself and he prayed for his disciples. We just said the Lord's Prayer. That's his way of teaching us a example. We don't have to just repeat that prayer, but if you take that prayer and you study it, it's a good way to learn to pray. We've been talking a lot in our youth about prayer, and prayer is talking to God. That's all that is. Just talk. He wants us to pray for each other from our heart, often, and in detail with faith and love. The Lord loves details. He doesn't care how descriptive you are about it. He loves it. Building one another up. As Christian believers, we are members of the body of Christ, and Christ is at the head of the body. And the body has many members. We're here this morning. But we have to grow together and work together. And we do this by speaking words of love, encouragement, holding each other accountable in our spiritual growth and our walk. We don't have to walk the Christian walk alone. We have fellow members. So if you go back and we reread the scripture, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." This is a case of action speaking louder than words. It is an active love. It's not static. I want to read this one little sentence. "Our love, if truth, should not be just something we talk about, but something we live out in every part of our lives." It should just flow out of us easily. We shouldn't have to work at it. It's an actual love. It's not just for show. So you can't pretend. You can pretend for a little while, but if you don't have an abundance of love in your heart, you're going to get tired, you're going to get weak, you're going to get frustrated, you're going to get torn down. But when you keep the love of God in your heart, and you nurture it, and you seek it, it stays there. It stays there. So we have a special challenge each and every day, and it's to love. So that takes me to the yes step. This is what the yes step is. Are you willing to say yes to God? If you're willing to say yes to God, you're saying yes because he's the most important thing in your life. The most important thing in your life. So, I love my family. I love that man standing back there holding that little baby. I love that man. But I can stand here and say that I love that man more. We have to live up to the commitment. So Jesus said yes to God when he died on the cross for us. He walked his walk and he talked his talk, and his actions spoke louder than his words. Can we do less? His example shows us that true love always involves giving to others. He gave the ultimate gift. We can talk like people of God, but if we're going to live truthfully, we have to act like the people of God. So if we say yes, let us serve him and give our best to finish the race. In Acts 20, Paul says that his aim is to finish the race and complete the task that Jesus has given him. The task is to testify of God's grace. So, I wanted to share, let's see what time it is. That's what Pastor does. Plenty of time. It's only 11:42. The Lord's love has motivated me this past year. And some of you sitting here have watched it in action. So, I don't know what 2018 will be. I can only know that it's going to be even better than it was in 17. So I have no idea, Tyler, what I'll be doing. So I want to just share some things that are experiences for me looking back. I really realized the importance of making God a priority in my life every day. And I do it as soon as I take my first sip of coffee that Travis pours me every morning. Every morning, I consciously do it. I have heard the Lord talk to me about being prepared, and He's done it in a way that it first started out being prepared to tell others about His love, no matter where I was or whatever. And before I realized it, I had just walked up to a total stranger talking about, the love of God. I'm like, whoop, what did I just do, But then He really did it with the Bethel youth. And Travis has this little saying that it's about the one. So, how are you prepared? So what if we did Bethel Youth and we only had enough breakfast for, because last week we had three, so I'm only going to prepare for three. No. We've got to be prepared. So I've learned to be prepared. I may be over-prepared, maybe that's a fault, but I think being over-prepared for what Jesus would be touching, good can only come out of that, not bad. And the other thing is to be prepared when I get to work. And some of you have heard me say this, and it's worth saying again, that for a long time, I didn't like my work. I dreaded it. I felt like I was stuck there. It was a huge responsibility, a burden. But now I see it as opportunities. All day long, I get opportunities to share love with other people that I work with. It's a mission field. 901 Getty Road is a mission field. And I get the privilege of being there. I was placed there for my season. The other thing, and this has been all year long, and it's gotten reinforced when Travis and I went to One Thing, and it was about humbling ourselves. And they had this, I don't know if it was a speaker that said it, or maybe it was just repeated in songs, but it's all about Him and none of me, because it's not about us. When it becomes about us, then that means we took our eye off of the Lord. I was able to totally accept God's forgiveness and walk in freedom. And that's huge. We make that bigger than it is. But why did the Lord do everything He did if He didn't want us to walk in forgiveness? Why did He die on the cross? Another thing that I've experienced is I think I've had the gift of hospitality, but I didn't really appreciate it or give it the value that I should give it. But it comes from a compassionate heart now, and it comes from a place of an unconditional love. And it's not a cheap love. It's a real love. And a recommitment of what the institution of marriage is and my recommitment of honor and respect for Travis. The Lord has just blessed us. We've always been in love, but the Lord has really put his hand on us and made us draw closer to each other and pray about things that before I wouldn't talk to him about because I was afraid. I don't have to be afraid. And the Lord blesses marriage if you put him first. You can't put each other first. You got to put him first. And last but not least, peace, peace, peace. What a sweet slumber I have when I lay my head down at night. And Travis will tell you this. For years, I've not been able to sleep. When I go to sleep now, I go to sleep. And I wake up and I'm rested. And I really think that that is because of the peace and the love in my heart. And that's what the Lord gives you when you ask him. So what are some of my goals for the new year? Saying, yes, 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 Lord. And continue to surrender to him. Not just today, but for me, every single day. Sometimes multiple times a day, because I have things that I can't, you know, I'm like, really? I got to go through this again? But it's no coughing. But it's every, you know, just an everyday thing. So I was going to pray some of this, but so just consider this in closing as prayer too, as we're, I ask for God to help me put my faith into action. And I pray for us to learn to listen to his voice, but be quicker to respond when he talks to us. And I ask you, Lord, to let your love motivate us to say yes. And to give us the courage to jump in and join other believers in your work, Lord. Teach us to trust you and not trust our feelings. And every day, let us surrender our will to you and put you first in everything we do and say. The kids will tell you that I say that all the time to them. It's simple, but it works. And remove anything in our lives that causes us not to give the Lord honor or keeps us from being distracted from keeping our eye on him. And for all of us, that's different. We know that talk is cheap. Help us, Lord, to know that your love changes who we are and where we're going. And I thank you, Lord, for changing me from the inside out. We aren't all called to be travel missionaries, but we are called to share the message of his love in our daily lives, no matter where we live. So I close with a verse that's in Colossians, it's 3:17, that says, whatever we do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord. Amen.